Spirit Radio Podcasts.
It is Saturday Magazine, and now is the time of year, you know, that many churches will celebrate harvest. And harvest is a time where we can really focus on giving thanks and reminding ourselves to have an attitude of gratitude, remembering that all good gifts come from God. And we were talking about that just even a little bit earlier in the show today. And in the studio now to chat to us on the theme of harvest and reaping what you sow, we have Pastor Pat Fitzgerald from All Hallows Campus in Dublin. You are very welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you, Jackie. It's always great to be here.
It helps if I turn the right microphone on. There we go.
Thank you, Jackie. It's always great to be here.
It's good to have you here. I'm just having a little trouble getting started this morning, Pat. But
that's no problem.
Here we go. First of all, now tell us about the significance. I love this time of the year. It's the fall, the autumn, the harvest. In America, it's a big deal because Thanksgiving's coming.
Okay.
And here we don't have Thanksgiving, but I think people still have that feeling of this is the time of the year to be grateful and thankful, even though we don't have that holiday.
Yeah.
So what does it mean for you, the harvest?
Well, it means for me, Jackie, to be honest with you, like we're into the 9 month of the year. We're going into the 10th month of the year. And so for me, I love September anyway. I like the month of September. But I was reflecting on, you know, the whole area of harvest, and what came to me was that God is faithful, you know. God is so faithful to us. And sometimes we forget to look back and over the last 10 months to see how good God has been to us and how faithful he has been to us. So I think September, really, the time of harvest should be a time of reflecting of all or how God has been so faithful to us every minute, every moment, every day, every week in the last 9 to 10 months. So for me, it's a time of celebration and giving thanks to the Lord.
Mm.
You know, I'm saved nearly 30 years now, and I remember Peter Traynor saying to me many, many years ago, always remember to be able to give thanks to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And that stuck with me for over 30 years. And so to me, it's, you know, tomorrow as we go to church, I'm thinking all day today, let's go and give thanks to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Often we go to church just to receive. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we all just go to give thanks to what we have received?
Mm-hmm.
You know, people forget, you know, they come every Sunday to receive some, but what about during the week? They've received so much. God has been blessing them from Monday to Sunday. Wouldn't it be great now if every church this week went in with
absolutely
the attitude and the gratitude of giving thanks unto the Lord?
Yeah, you know, I think sometimes too what happens is we just get caught up in everything that's going wrong, and we just get caught up in the negativity. What do you think about, and I've done this from time to time, I'm not good at being consistent with it, but writing down a gratitude journal, like just, even if you wrote, you know, like if you have a prayer journal or whatever, just take a little section and have a gratitude section just to remind yourself every day or every week, I'm going to write down something I'm grateful for.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing to do, Jackie. I think, you know, I'm teaching a small class, started last night with young adults, and we're talking about, you know, getting a devotional book, but also get a journal and write down
it does
every
help,
day.
Doesn't it,
oh,
when you
absolutely
write it down?
No, I'm not very consistent with that.
Yeah, I'm not
I'm not
either.
Great at writing, to be
I'm
honest, you know. But I know some people who are.
Even if you do it some of the time. Even if you do it some of the time, it's better than nothing.
Yeah, I think even if you did it once a week to begin with, you know, and reflect, say, on Saturday, even write down a few thoughts, you know, a few experiences how God has been faithful over the week, and sort of approach then Sunday morning with a heart of thankfulness, you know, a real heart of thankfulness. But it's again going back to, Jackie, that whole area of investment, you know. And I was thinking about harvest, and I did a bit of research yesterday on it. And what I realized was that the farmer plants a seed in February, right, but receives the return in September.
That's a long wait.
I think it's 8 months altogether.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So what has he done between in those 8 months? He's invested in the seed that he's sown. And now he stands today, and tomorrow's celebration day of harvest. Tomorrow, or this month, he's receiving, gathering in all the seeds that he has sown. And I want to encourage people today, maybe you haven't invested up to now, but there's still 3 to 4 months left in the year. Maybe with a grateful heart and a real sense of thanking the Lord, that maybe you can still invest in the seed that you planted, that maybe you left it go dormant.
Maybe you forgot about it.
Maybe you forgot about it.
Yeah.
But maybe at the beginning of the year you planted the seed and said, I'm going to do this, and you just never got around to it. But you know, let's give thanks to the Lord and say, the seed is not dead. Maybe you just got to go and water now.
Yeah.
Maybe you just got to invest a little bit of time into it, a little bit of energy. Maybe what you're saying about our devotional books, our journals, maybe it's time to invest in that area of our lives and see the reward
and
the return.
I like it. And I like the analogy because, you know, this harvest has often been associated with farming, and this has been a great week. A lot of people were at the National Plowing Championships. We kept hearing from people all week. It's been going on. And, you know, sometimes we forget that, you know, just to be thankful for, like, the land and the harvest and the farmers and the fact that, you know, they bring so much contribution to our society and our community and in helping others. And I love this analogy that it's a seed that we planted, and you do have to nurture it. You do have to get in there, give it what it needs. And sometimes even if you forget about it, it'll be kind to you, and you come back to it and give it what it needs, and eventually it will.
It's like us, Jackie, you know, we're in the All Hallows campus now.
Yeah.
And
lovely setting.
Over the last few weeks, been walking around the campus, and I mean, it's got an incredible history and heritage. Over 200 years, it was a missionary college that sent over 7,000 priests out around the world. And it's an incredible, what's it called, a missions board. Mm-hmm. And it has priests that went to every country on the planet. And so I was talking to some of the people in church, and I said, we're standing on seeds.
Mm-hmm.
That have been invested in for over 200 years.
Wow, when you think about that.
So maybe it's their time to receive the harvest.
Mm.
So sometimes we forget how important the seed is. And often, Jackie, we forget that there was people that had gone before us. Remember what Jesus said to the disciples? He said to the disciples, you are receiving from those who went before you. He says those verses.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's people that have gone before yourself, Jackie, that have planted seeds that we now are benefiting from.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine if we really watered these seeds, how many people that come after us will receive a greater harvest than we've received.
That's so true. That's so true. If you're just joining me now, you're listening to Spirit Radio. I'm talking to Pastor Pat Fitzgerald from All Hallows Campus, and we're talking about harvest and reflecting on harvest, Pat, and reaping what you sow. Talk to us a little bit about that patience. You know, you're talking about, like, talk to us about that patience that we need to have, because sometimes I think what happens is we invest and we plant that seed, and we lose patience and we forget about it.
Well, you know, Jackie, it's like the farmer said, he plants in February, he receives in September, you know. There is an incredible verse that, you know, Paul says, he says, as a man sows, therefore he reaps. But because we live in this age, we've lost one word in there. As a man sows, in time.
In time.
He reaps.
Mm-hmm.
So the farmer plants in February, but over a period of, say, 7 to 8 months, at the end of that 8 month, now harvest time, he's receiving all that he planted in February or in January, which are hard months, which mm-hmm. are cold months, which are damp months in this country. But he has to plant then in order over the period of time to receive what he's just planted. And because we live in a McDonald's age and a Facebook age and a Twitter age, all the kids that we are seeing now want everything now in seconds, almost in seconds. It's shocking, actually. Where I grew up in a time where you had to invest, you had to give anything you don't, you had to give time to it. And so for me, a spiritual principle is this, that when you're so spiritual, you have to give it time in order for it to grow. And that's why one of the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like an old friend of mine said to me years ago in Bible school, says, how come if I'm praying for a wife and I've been praying for nearly 5 years, but when I pray for patience, the next day someone really gets on my nerves? And he said, it's amazing how God wants to, you know, pull out the character of patience in me before giving me a wife. I said, well, he's preparing you for when you do get married.
Amen.
So in that time frame, he's preparing you to get ready to get married.
Going to need a lot of patience.
And a lot of patience. So I think what's wrong, because of the age we live in, we don't have this sort of understanding that when we sow, it actually takes time.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing, Jackie, right? In the time frame, we should rejoice and be thankful that the seed that we've planted will produce a harvest if we invest in the seed that we've planted.
Mm.
See, sowing is one thing, investing is another. A gardener or a farmer will go out and sow the seed, but he just doesn't leave the seed lying there. He makes sure it's watered, he makes sure the right sun, the right temperature. He looks after that seed to make sure that this month, September, he's gathering in all that he has planted. And sometimes we lose that, Jackie, because of the busyness of life and what you're saying, you know, raising children, our work commitments, all these things tend to all pull us in different directions. But I think now, before we head into Christmas, we should reflect and be thankful to God of his provision up to this time.
Amen.
And that the next 3 months can be a time of unbelievable harvest for us.
Absolutely. An attitude of gratitude.
Absolutely. Listen, you know, I'm grateful to what God gives me every single day. Every single day. And I don't know whether you'd agree, but as I get older, I feel more of a sense of grace and gratitude.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
I get in my car, think I'm still breathing, I'm still living, my children are okay, my wife's fine, my home's fine. So, you know, we should have a real attitude of gratitude and thanksgiving and praise. And I love that verse. It says, he that enters the gates of the Lord should give thanks. Should give thanks. And tomorrow, whoever's going to church tomorrow, let's go into church with a thankfulness in our heart and a gratitude of the grace and the goodness of God.
I love it. Amen. Well said.
Amen.
Well
said. I'm preaching now, Jackie. Sorry.
You are. Thank you. Preach it, brother. You're preaching it good. Thank you so much for coming on
morning.
Really appreciate it. Pastor Pat Fitzgerald from All Hills Campus. What a great message, an attitude of gratitude. Thank you so much. Our next guest is speaking at an upcoming conference in County Wicklow that explores the life and the faith of people with intellectual disabilities and their families. The seminar talks at this conference include how to welcome and include people with intellectual disabilities in the worship and community life of church, and thinking about who God is and how God communicates with people who have profound disabilities. On the line now to tell us more about the conference, A Good Life Explored, we have Ian Dixon. He's the founder and director of TO Associates, and you are very welcome to the show this morning, Ian.
Thank you very much, Jackie. Thank you for having us. That's great.
It's great to have you here. Now, Ian, first of all, tell us just a little bit about yourself and the story of founding TO Associates.
Well, TO is a very tiny little word found in the New Testament in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and it's used for the word honor. And a group of us got together and felt that this was a really good word because it helps us to advance, to think about respecting or giving place to or giving dignity to those who are the weakest parts of the body of Christ. So the little word kind of captures what we tried to do. And Jackie, it began really with some associates or some colleagues working in education. I was teaching at the Bible College of Belfast and Queen's University. And we got together some students to do some research on intellectual disability, faith, and the church. And out of that grew a group of associates. And we now have 7 associates who have various practical, professional, parental experience in those areas. And so basically, TO is the kind of agency that sends people out to do training. And so our vision is to assist and help the church to meaningfully integrate and help to receive the contribution of people with social disabilities and learning disabilities. So it grew out of my academic background. I suppose the big emphasis and the big energy that came from me and many of the in our association comes out of my own personal experience as a father of a girl with Down syndrome. That Amy is now 14, and Amy sort of changed lives in so many different ways and changed what I was doing as an academic and has moved me out of that and broaden into how we communicate, how we do other things with people with intellectual disabilities. And so Amy has been a tremendous personal influence. So I come as probably an academic, but also a pastoral background and also as a parent. And I brought this team together to provide this training for churches.
Excellent, excellent. So you're speaking at an upcoming conference in County Wicklow. And tell us about the conference.
Well, this came together probably about a year ago with some really good people down in Greystones, Peace Haven Trust, etc., and various other people down there that were really interested in our work. And out of that came a local group planning this and organizing this great day on 12th of October. And our whole theme is about a good life explored. How, for any of us, actually, how do we live a good life? What does a good life mean for us? And how do we the world person with intellectual disabilities and our families? What does a good life mean? And so we're going to be exploring that right throughout the day, from 9 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. There are various sessions, various seminars, and various other things going on in the day. But basically, we're looking at the whole idea of dignity, belonging, spirituality, and opportunity, and how those work together in all of our lives to bring a sense of a good life to us in many, many ways. And the interesting thing about the conference is that there is an accessible stream to this conference, so families can come with adults with intellectual disabilities, just over 18, and there's a special program for them working alongside the other programs that are going on. So it's just a big, unique event that's going to take place in Greystone.
Excellent. So it sounds like it's something for everyone there who is working with people or who have people in their family that are challenged with any kind of disabilities.
Not just for families, but also church workers, church mm-hmm. leaders, mm-hmm. youth leaders especially, those working in the field of disability, professionals who work in disability, special education, those kind of speech therapists and all that kind of world as well. It brings that Christian aspect to it. So it's got quite a broad attraction, really.
Excellent, excellent. And who are some of the speakers and topics that will be there on the day?
Well, quite a number of our team are taking part. We've got Donna Jennings. Donna's background is in mission work with OMF, spent time in Bangladesh, has a little boy with fairly severe autism, and she's coming to share about her experience and share about her desire to think about mission and disability. We have a guy called Ivan Bankhead, who's a retired clinical psychologist who brings that aspect of thinking about behavior and how we deal with that kind of behavior that maybe is a challenging kind of context for us at home or us in school or us in the church. Gillian Carlisle is English teacher, drama teacher, has a lot to do with church and welcoming people. Rachel Mackerel has lots of pastoral experience, works with L'Arche and various other places. Jill Harshaw has recently been nominated for Book Prize in the UK. So we're very excited about Jill coming, giving her wisdom into it. So these are some of the great people that we're bringing, but also from the local area, we have people taking part, guests coming on to tell their stories and so forth. And Swords Baptist Church are coming over to tell us about their journey in terms of local church moving towards more meaningful inclusion. We also have people coming to do music and art and drama on the accessible stream. So it's quite a day. It's a packed day.
Wow. Sounds amazing. How can people book a place and find more information, Ian?
Very, very simple. If they just log on and they go to www.yourevent.ie.
Excellent.
And that will everything.
Excellent, excellent. It sounds like it's going to be an amazing day. We wish you all the best with it and encourage people to get over to yourevent.ie and check out more information there.
Brilliant. Thank you, Jagger, so much.
Thank you so much, Ian. Thanks for coming on.
Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too. So that's Ian Dixon. He's the founder and director of TO Associates. It's a Good Life Explored is the name of the conference, exploring the life and faith of people with intellectual disabilities and their families. It takes place on Saturday, the 12th of October in the YWCA in Greystones, County Wicklow. For more information, you can go to yourevent.ie and find out more details there. It sounds like it's going to be a really amazing day.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.